Now, a week that has re-traumatised the Kingsmill families draws to a close, with a senior Sinn Féin figure saying those who did it should be ashamed, and as a Republican, he is ashamed of what happened at the side of the road that night in 1976. Is this proper condemnation from John O'Dowd, and will it help ease the pain caused by the slice pan jokes and the fallout from the bloodstained cartoons? Let me speak to a man who's been suffering since 1976. He lost his brother Kenneth that night. Colin Wharton. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Colin, it's been such a difficult week for all the families. There's been so much attention given again to Kingsmill. Just on the back of what John O'Dowd said last night on BBC TV, where he said as a Republican he's ashamed and those who did it should be ashamed of what happened at the side of the road that night. What do you make of that comment?
Well, it seems to come across, you know, as heartfelt, but they need to show then actions. You know, this is the same man that, I mean, like, Edmund Barry Michael Duff is the same man that, you know, says IRA men were heroes. On the, you know, like, they glorify them, you know, day and daily. They even name them a children's play park after them. I want to see actions now. I don't want to see or hear no more words. Words, as I said before, is only from the teeth out. It has to come from the heart.
So you're getting a mixed message, obviously, from Sinn Féin. You hear John O'Dowd last night on the television saying he's ashamed, Republicans should be ashamed, those who did it should be ashamed. Yet and all you're seeing Barry McIlduff, who associates himself with ceremonies that draw attention to the fallen IRA. He has praised Raymond McCrish. Many people within the Republican movement, everyone within the Republican movement, would say they see Raymond McCrish as a hero who died on the hunger strike. Raymond McCrish is associated with the weapon that was used at King's Mill. So are you getting mixed messages, or do you see progress being made?
No, I'm getting mixed messages, because, you know, I believe and my family believe that Raymond McCrish was involved in my brother's murder. He joined the IRA in January 1975. He was in a full year before the King's Mills at Throstley. Nobody can tell me that he had a day off that, you know, that evening. If he didn't kill them, if he didn't shoot them, he was there and he was playing his part.
And you feel that those who praise Raymond McCrish as a fallen hero, they need to have a rethink on that?
Very much so. You know, and like, need to have their mindset needs to be changed, but more importantly than their mindset, it needs to be heartfelt. They need to look where I'm coming from. I would really despise Raymond McCrish. And I'm not just coming from one side, Frank. Please don't take it this road. I am sickened of all murders that happen in this country, including ones by the UVA, FUDA, whatever. We didn't want to see this happen, and it has really re-traumatized us this week. You know, after that video, or the video of Barry McIlduff,
that sparked the discussion this week, and the debate continued yesterday when the cartoon came out. There seems to be a mixed reaction to the cartoon. Some families from the area more offended than others. This blood-stained cartoon that was depicting the red lines of Sinn Féin. It was a difficult cartoon to look at. Would you accept that?
Yes, I would. It was a very, you know, it was a very powerful and sobering and, yes, very emotional picture. But I believe it was intended to embarrass and show up Sinn Féin for their double standards. If anyone is to blame for this cartoon, it lies firmly with Sinn Féin, as they did not sack Barry McIlduff.
So you weren't as hurt by it as other people who have spoken, who have been associated with the tragedy. One young woman describing it by saying, "Is my brother's life nothing more than a line of paint in a cartoon?"
And I can understand her saying that, yes, but I've seen the message in it. I seen we can't keep going on the way we're going. It hurts me every time I look at the TV whenever I see the real image of the minibus. This is only a cartoon, and I can understand people coming out with those views. In fact, I was 15 the night that this happened, and I was sitting on the floor reading comics. You know, so, you know, I know all about new cartoons and all. I even had asked my mother when I came on the news, you know, where was King's Mills? I was so immature, hadn't a clue where King's Mills was. My mother had to tell me it was up the road. And then a short time later, you know, a neighbour came to our door and said, get up the road, your son's lying dead. Like, for a 15-year-old, Frank, that, you know, I can't describe how that has affected me.
You and I are obviously both roughly the same age, Colin, and I remember it clearly as well. I remember being at school when we heard about it, and I remember the trauma and the fear that went through the school. But the one other thing that draws me to this story constantly is the fact that Raymond McCreish was also at our school. And I remember Raymond McCreish in classrooms. He was older than me, but I remember him in the canteen. I remember him around the school. And a few years later, when he was arrested, I remember being absolutely stunned at the thought that he was in the IRA. I never for one moment thought that he was part and parcel of the IRA. And do you think that maybe that's how people are still viewing him, that it couldn't have been a bloke who came across to us as really a nice fella?
Well, yes, I would believe that. You know, I would believe that, you know, and there's some family members, even people like yourself, maybe would have some good memories of Raymond McCreish, but that does not take away my memories of Raymond McCreish. As I say again, me and my family believe that he was involved in King's Mills.
It is very understandable. He was caught with the weapon when he was attacking paratroopers later, while in the IRA, I think about a year or so, or a year and a half after that. So it is understandable that you would associate him with the massacre. The Republicans associate him with being a fallen hero. John O'Dowd spoke last night and said he's ashamed. So do you see him as being ashamed of a hunger striker? Do you see him as being ashamed of everyone who was in the Republican movement in South Armagh who may have been associated with the attack, who may have been encouraging the attack, who may have been giving some solace to those who were part and parcel of the attack?
Well, they should be ashamed, Frank, because I believe, and not just because my brother was in that minibus, I believe it was one of the worst, if not the worst, the atrocities that ever happened in this country. When you think that the men on board, they have thought that it was a normal checkpoint and search. It was a routine thing that happened back then. And when they asked to get out of the minibus, they were all lined up to put their hands on the side of the minibus. And there was a Catholic in the row. And one of the terrorists said, you pretty make the Catholic known. And the man on either side of the innocent Catholic, they grabbed him by the hand and squeezed his hand as if to say, don't make yourself known. We will not name you. But they knew him, and they pulled him out of the lineup and they shot the rest. Like, even there was a Seamus Heaney has even mentioned that in his No Bail speech. We have to move on from this here, but Barry Beckelduff, as I said before, said that Raymond McCreish should be getting a new bail prize. That showed me Barry Beckelduff's video was intended to hurt and to hurt me.
The suffering does continue, Colin, and that has been proven this week. We should emphasise that Raymond McCreish was never found guilty of the Kingsmill massacre, but we've explained enough this morning as to why he is constantly related to the Kingsmill massacre. I think the people listening to this programme, their thoughts are very clearly with the families in the Bessbrook area again this morning, because it's been a long, hard week for you.
It has, and it keeps going on, Frank, because, yes, them families of IRA dead have a right to remember their families, but not to glorify them. I don't want to see them go down to the streets anymore and glorifying in parades. If they want to remember their dead, and they're quite entitled to, remembering them behind closed doors with no media, I don't want to see it.
Colin, I appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That is Colin Wharton, who's living the pain of being a victim of the atrocities back in 1976, having lost his brother Kenneth on that tragic night. Your opinions are very welcome. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105.
I'm going to be joined now by Eamon Malley to get an overview on what he's heard and what has developed during the course of this week. Kevin has a quick point to make. Good morning, Kevin.
Hello, how's it going, Frank?
Very well, Kevin. What's on your mind?
And listen, bud. Right, I got an I was on Facebook and things like that, right? But there was things about, how's your bacon sandwich, Bobby Sands? Right? So, there has been things done in the past. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, Kevin, I do know. Many jokes have been cracked about the hunger strikers. Many jokes have been cracked about Republicans. But I'm just searching my memory bank to see a unionist let me continue the search in my memory bank. You know, a unionist or an English MP with a particular motif on his head belittling a hunger striker. I'm just trying to think of when an MP did it.
No, but it has happened. But the thing is, it's okay to put Johnny Adair up on murals and Billy Wright and things like that there, but on my gable wall, there's a mural to Ray McCreesh. Now, it was a war. It's over and done with. You know, people die in wars.
Let me ask you a simple question, Kevin. Simple, direct question, because this is related to what I'm going to be talking to Eamon Malley about. If Raymond McCreesh did King's Mill, should he be condemned?
Well, there's always going to be condemnation.
But should he be condemned? If he was part of that team, he was later arrested with the gun. If he was part of that team that night in 1976 that took those innocent workmen out of a van and shot them dead in cold blood, should he be condemned?
No. You see, Frank, that's terrible. It shouldn't have happened. But it did, and it was part of a war. Do you think that the likes of Billy Wright and your other man could go into the boogies and kill my cousin?
I think there's been outright condemnation of some of the people that you're naming. I'm asking you, would you condemn Raymond McCreesh if he was there that night at King's Mill, 1976, killing those innocent people?
Yeah.
You would condemn him?
I would condemn it, but I can understand it. Does that make sense?
Not to me, it doesn't, Kevin. But, however, it may to some people. It may to some people. I remember it clearly. I remember being at school. I remember the impact of Kingsmill in our area. And I have to say, one of the things that never crossed my mind was understanding it.
No, I think you're taking me wrong, Frank. What I mean is, there was British collusion and all that there, right? There was things going on but I do condemn what happened. There was no need for them people to lose their lives.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. It's a mixed message generally, isn't it? It is a mixed message. It's a murky world, without question. Let me speak to Eamon Malley, who's been around longer than I have and who's covered that tragedy as a reporter and reported on it many times. He has written and reported on all of the troubles. Eamon, good morning.
Good morning to you, Frank.
John O'Dowd last night on The View, did he condemn the people who killed the workmen at Kingsmill?
Yes, I think he's gone further than anybody else in republicanism. Yes, he has. He has clearly thought about this. He has been contemplative, I think, obviously, about some time for some time about this. So I think it had that feeling of Enniskillen about it too, because I know from my experience on the ground at the time within republicanism, Enniskillen really shocked Republicans and angered an awful lot of Republicans on the ground. And there is an echo here. There's an acoustic resonance here with that particular incident at King's Mill. And we're into whataboutry now. And this is the awful tragedy, you know.
Well, that is part of it. Let me come to the whataboutry in a moment, because I'm just trying to nail whether or not it is direct condemnation, because this is something that the Republican movement hasn't done down the years. He spoke about being ashamed. He spoke about the people who are involved should be ashamed. It makes him ashamed as a Republican. There were very, very strong words from John O'Dowd. But if the direct question was put to him, do you condemn the people who are there, who are pulling the triggers, who are supplying the weapons, would he say yes?
Well, somebody would have to put that question to him. As an observer, he went much further than I had heard from any Republican historically. That's all I can say. As an observer, somebody who's covered the talks.
Okay, so if you link it, and Raymond McCreesh is associated with it, he's never been found guilty of it, but he's associated with it because he had the weaponry at a later date. If you follow that through, is John O'Dowd saying that he's ashamed of a hunger striker?
Logically, that's what he's suggesting, that anybody involved in that was simply wrong, and he's ashamed of it. That seems to be the logic. Now, those questions are questions you'd really have to put to him.
We have invited him on, by the way.
We're left to interpretation of another man's mind, and all you can do is second guess. And I'm we could be wrong, we could be right on this. He has opened up a new avenue, a new vista in terms of republicanism, in terms of the position being adopted by a very senior Republican, a man whose name was even linked at one stage with potential leadership of Sinn Féin. So he's a very senior figure. He wouldn't have done that idly. He would have thought about that very carefully before articulating it. He's a pensive, contemplative type of individual. So I would think what he said, what he reflected, will have a resonance within republicanism, and I would think that the hierarchy would be very conscious and cognizant of what he was going to say and what he was saying.
You mentioned whataboutery. This is the downside of the ongoing argument that has lasted all week.
Well, just look at Facebook, look at Twitter, look at the follow-on. I mean, it's endless, it's endless. A little hope, a little flicker of light last night as a result of the utterances of Mr. Poots and Mr. Dowds, but you can see the hurt which is so embedded on your previous guest, Mr. Wharton. You can just see how hurt he is and how difficult it is for him to erase the memory, and I suspect to find forgiveness in his heart for the particular incident.
And that's the most important thing, isn't it? It is the hurt. It's the absolute hurt. Do stay with me, Eamon, because I just want to remind people of hurt. This is Karen Armstrong speaking to Jordan Motes on UTV last night.
You know, looking at it, you know, and looking at how it was drawn, you know, I mean, there were 10 lines, and my thought was, gosh, my brother's memory is reduced to a trail of blood. And very shocking, and I have to say my sisters will do feel the same. But for to see that turned into a cartoon, you know, my goodness, it was horrific.
This is a reminder, Eamon, isn't it, that victims are forgotten about in this part of the world. We have to be very aware of them even when we're having this discussion on the radio. We certainly have to be aware of them when we lift a pen to draw a cartoon, and we, without hesitation of arguing with you, have to be so aware of it when we're shopping for bread.
Absolutely. We have to have our antenna up all the time. I mean, it's there are graveyards all over Northern Ireland, Catholic Protestant graveyards. One of my very earliest reporting responsibilities was the killing of a beautiful young lad at home, Michael Donnelly. Michael Donnelly, we called him. He was serving petrol at our local petrol station, Donnelly Silverbridge. My mum and dad were very, very close to Jerry and Marie Donnelly. And that little lad was blown away by gunmen. And another very good friend of my dad, I worked on a building site with this man in student holidays, a wonderful, wonderful man, Jerry Carher. He lost his leg. I remember going to visit him in the Royal Victoria Hospital. And he said, I'm going in to get the spare wheel fitted tomorrow. There was a reference to a new leg that he was getting put on, an artificial leg. They were family friends of ours. So that's why this particular incident about the King's Mill loaf and all, it upsets me so much, because we lived in South Armagh. There was a small number of Protestant families in our area, and my mum was reared among those Protestant families. And it's a sort of what has been said and happened offends me, because these were our neighbours, and then the poor Donnellys, that to which they were subjected by loyalists at the time, and that's just it. Like, you're talking about your experience of school with young McCreesh, a young fellow. I'm talking about the Donnelly family, a poor family who didn't ever harm anybody. So this is the world in which we all live. Who among us hasn't experienced something of this? But it's this whataboutry that is damning us. And looking at Facebook and looking at Twitter this week, Frank, it was just the splurge of it. And then the aftermath of Brian Spencer's cartoon and Christopher Salford's behaviour, and then the other unionist politicians repeating the sin of Martin O'Miller, retweeting that cartoon, which gave so much offence to so many people. So this is the environment in which we're working now and living. And am I hopeful that we can get the political system up and running? With so much of this going around, it's going to be a huge challenge, Frank, I think.
Just briefly, and one final question to you, Eamon, and the reason I'm asking is because you, apart from being a political commentator, you're also respected in the art world, and you would be booked to criticise art, and you know what you're talking about in the world of art. Did the cartoonist have the right to display that cartoon?
As a satirist in a democracy, that's what satirists do. And within a democracy, it's been part of the culture of these islands and the Western world for so long. You can argue the timing was appalling. You can argue the sentiment was appalling. But one has to defend, I think, the right of free expression. But in this awful society in which we live, opportunism is which dictates so much of what goes on within the political psyche here, and therein hangs the tale. Now, had this been a drawing in London, had one of the more senior cartoonists like Ian Knox in the Irish News, or Martin Turner historically in the Irish Times, had they done this, would it be the same furore? I don't know. I simply don't know. But it was how politicians latched on to this to exploit it that has given rise to this additional anger in the community at this point in time.
Okay, Eamon, thank you very much indeed. Eamon Malley, it's been a very difficult week for victims, and I think in many ways it's reminded us of the heartache that people are going through, quietly going through. 90333105 is our number this morning. Thomas's point on the back of John O'Dowd's condemnation. No, let me rephrase it. John O'Dowd saying that he was ashamed of the Republicans who carried out the atrocity in 1976. He said it was shameful, and as a Republican, he's ashamed of what happened. I don't want to misquote him in any way. Thomas, is this, in your opinion, you're a man from a loyalist background, is this a step in the right direction?
Good morning, Frank. I think everything that happened during the conflict or war here, or whatever anybody wants to call it, was shameful. Everything. All the sectarian mass murders. I think Sinn Féin and John O'Dowd need to go a hell of a lot more. It's easy to condemn something, Frank, if you represent someone, because obviously Sinn Féin represent the provisional, one of the IRAs, and the provisional IRA did not claim responsibility for that. So it's easy to say that they condemn something as shameful for something that the IRA, that they represent, didn't claim it. You mean, I could say the same about McGurk's and say, well, what do you moan about British collusion for? A UVF man done life in jail for McGurk's. So they need to go a hell of a lot more, and they need to condemn every single sectarian mass murder by all of the IRAs that they represent, even from the 20s. I mean, the IRA blew up a busload of workers, Protestant workers, going to work in Belfast in November 1921 and murdered six Protestants. And they're right through the Troubles, right through the Provisionals, and they need to come out and specifically condemn the IRA that they represent for all the sectarian mass murders.
So if you're calling on them to do that, Thomas, listen, if you're calling on Sinn Féin to do that line of condemnation right back into the mists of time, you know you're not going to get condemnation of the King's Mill massacre, direct condemnation of that or similar atrocities.
Why not say all the sectarian mass murders and massacres were shameful? Shankill Bomb, I mean, Shankill Bomb, the Beardo, I mean, the Mountain View Bar, five shops and bars on the Shankill Road, all sectarian mass murders. Exactly the same as McGurk's was a sectarian mass murder by loyalists. I mean, if they're going to say that one's shameful, for one that wasn't claimed, I mean, Sinn Féin have condemned and came out and said things were terrible, that what the INLA done. But they specifically represent one of the IRAs here, obviously with the Provisional IRA. So if one mass sectarian mass murder is shameful, then why are they all of them not shameful?
Well, most people associate King's Mill with the Provisional IRA. The Provisional IRA may not have directly claimed it. They may be so ashamed of it that they haven't claimed it. But the weaponry used in it was in the hands of an IRA member a year or so later.
Absolutely. And look at the respect that they showed with him. They named the Children's Play Park after him.
So that's what I'm saying. Do you take last night as condemnation from a senior Sinn Féin figure off the likes of Raymond McCreesh and those who were around him actively on the ground in terrorism in South Armagh in the mid-1970s?
Well, is that what Sinn Féin are doing? Are they condemning Raymond McCreesh?
That's what I'm asking. Do you take it as condemnation last night on BBC? Do you take the comments as condemnation?
No, absolutely not. I do not think for one minute that a Sinn Féin representative or member has condemned Raymond McCreesh. Maybe that's something that you could push against an us Sinn Féin representative. Do you now, because you're one of your senior party representatives, has condemned and said what happened in King's Mill was shameful, do you now condemn and say that what Raymond McCreesh done, or him having the gun, which was used in loads of other murders, which you know, Frank, which the Provisional IRA did claim, do you now accept that what he done was shameful, and will you change the name of that play park that you named after him?
Okay, Thomas, that is one of the things we were discussing with Eamon Malley a short time ago. Is this in some way condemnation of Raymond McCreesh? Should emphasise Raymond McCreesh was never found guilty of King's Mill, but he did have the weapon that was used at King's Mill at a later time. And he was in the Provisional IRA. Raymond McCreesh was one of the hunger strikers. Liam Hughes has a point to make. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Frank. Here we go again. The spiral of he did this, they did that, they did that. It's never ending. You know what? We're just by a conflict which is never going to end. Yes, there has been hurt on all sides. But, you know, where does it end? You know, I've seen that, I sympathise with that guy who lost his brother on the bus on that fateful night. But he said that that was probably the worst shooting of the Troubles. It wasn't, you know, you have your Bloody Sundays, you have your Oma Enniskillen, you have, you know, the Loch Aneilin Bar massacre. I mean, there's so much hatred and there's so much bitterness, and it's hard to move forward for. And there's no evidence that Raymond McCreesh did shoot them people on the bus, just because he was firmly a murder weapon. But it was also a murder weapon on display, and I think it was in England one time that was used in, I forget the murder was, which is absolutely appalling, that this murder weapon that loyalists used was displayed in England in a museum. We need to stop all this, right? This was the worst, that was the worst, this was the worst, this was... It's never going to get us anywhere.
We need, Liam, to call on public representatives? And we need to bring it back to the people who we elect, the people who represent us, the people who are standing for election, whether they get in or not. Do we need to put it up to all of them, from all sides,
yep,
to condemn what happened in the past, to condemn
absolutely,
all of it.
Frank. Yes, Frank, you're 100% right. The only way we can move forward is reconciliation, right? We all need to come to the table and come clean, right? And say, yes, this was wrong. If it was Raymond McCreesh or not, if he did do it, it was wrong. And that, you know, I mean, and this is what's holding us back, because the people who are leading this country at present are, say, like, they live through the trauma, or they live through the troubles, you know what I mean? They're in the older generation, right? Now, that's still steeped within their culture, their mindset and everything, and they find it very hard to, you know, come to terms with things and to say what's right or wrong. There's a new generation of politicians up and coming, you know, who want to take this country forward, and, you know, they're not being given the chance, so they're not. And that's, you know, you're right, reconciliation and condemning all these acts of violence is the only way that this country will ever move forward.
Okay, Liam, interesting line there in the middle of that. There's a new generation of politicians here who want to move forward. Lord O'Liam, I'd love you to point your finger in the direction of them, because I can't see them. Bill's been listening to the programme this morning and he has some comments he'd like to make. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Frank. Frank, I was listening to the programme this morning, and I've read a lot of papers about this situation only last Saturday. But it seems to be we're back into the same old, the blame game. It's always someone else's fault. But really, we look at Barry McIlduff, the guy who provoked all this, and what has he got? He's got 3 months sick leave, full pay, there's your punishment. Yeah, you can understand why people are really up in arms and annoyed about this. Sinn Féin has actually brought this upon themselves. If they had dealt with him when the opportunity arose on Monday, that's it, done with. But we've got another avenue. We've got the people back in Westminster who can actually deal with this. This is ongoing to see what actually lines he's overstepped and how he's provoked people and how he's annoyed and hurt people. And let them deal with it. I think going to the press and the media and everybody keeps stirring it up and selling the story and pushing it down, I think we should just let it rest there and let other bodies deal with it. You know,
some unionist representatives hurt people yesterday by retweeting the cartoon with the blood trails on it.
Yeah, Frank, and I understand that. And it's wrong to a point, but you can understand where it's coming from. You know, provocation, the word I used earlier, provocation, we're provoked and the people are being provoked into saying things and doing things. All because, and Barry McIlduff coming out and saying he didn't realise, you know, that's like Gary Allen keeps saying he was never in the IRA. You know, people get annoyed about it. You can understand, even why the Americans started to walk away from the IRA. They were doing atrocities, doing things like this, claiming we didn't do this, apologising for one thing. Sorry seems to be easy to say for Sinn Féin.
So where we are now, let's talk about the end of the week as opposed to the beginning of the week, because it was the Kingsmill Loaf incident that triggered this. It was indeed a knock-on effect of hurt all through the week. Then yesterday, when everyone was talking about this cartoon, which just seemed like a heartless cartoon to put out, showing the van, showing the minibus and the trails of blood coming out of it. People find that hard to understand. Some people accepted it, some people didn't. Some people accepted Barry McIlduff, some people didn't. But we're now at a point where John O'Dowd speaks on TV last night and he says he's ashamed of the Republicans who did Kingsmill. He's ashamed as a Republican to have seen that shameful thing happen, to be aware that that shameful thing happened in 1976. He's ashamed of those people who way back then did that. Is this John O'Dowd condemning them or not?
I think there's a Sinn Féin with their backs to the wall. Frank, I do honestly think it's with their backs to the wall. What else can you do? If there was another option, Sinn Féin would have taken it. There's a lot of smart people within them. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of smart people within Sinn Féin. But Barry McIlduff has done something that is unexcusable. You know, and what are they going to do? Okay, I'll stand it up and I will say, is this Sinn Féin as a body saying that they're ashamed of what happened? Or is it an individual? Because it's so easy for an individual to say something rather than a body or a grouping or within a party.
Okay. So is the comments from John O'Dowd representative of Sinn Féin or simply representative of John O'Dowd? Peter's got a point. Good morning, Peter.
Well, Frank, what I'm saying is everybody's going about their traffic, which is all wrong, and Enniskillen, the Mond, Billy, Murphy, the whole lot. But the thing that's different between Kingsmill is bombs don't discriminate against religion, but the Kingsmill was, they brought them out, they knew who they were, they actually executed them. You know, they didn't shoot them once, they shot them lots of times to make sure the guards survived, could shot 18 times. You know, that's completely different. If you look at Rockin' Island, them gunmen went in thinking everybody was Catholic, but they mightn't have been all Catholics. They'd have just shot whoever was in front of them, and the same in a lot of our places. You know what I mean? But this one was different because they knew what they were doing, and our vicious attack was.
Peter, you know, vicious attack, scandalous attack, horrific attack, one of the worst attacks ever. I agree with all of that. I don't agree with your analysis, however, that, you know, it in some way makes those other atrocities that not just as bad.
No, I'm not saying that, Frank. What I'm saying is, if somebody walked into a pub in our part of Northern Ireland, they're thinking they're going to kill our Catholics or Protestants, it mightn't be the case. They could open, whoever's in the bar at the time could become the victim, no matter what the religion. Where what I'm trying to say is, one, you knew who they had, and you knew what they were doing, which makes it, to me, completely different from our one. Nobody deserves kill, and everybody deserves justice.
Okay, yeah. Not totally, Peter, I have to say. Not totally. Yes, it was a 100% sectarian attack, but we had many's another 100% sectarian attack in Northern Ireland down through the years. Henry is on line 3. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Frank. I just wanted to say, but if John O'Dowd was so critical about the IRA squeezing the triggers that night, why didn't he have the PSN and let them know who actually done the shooting? If he's so ashamed of the IRA.
Well, I suppose you have to keep in mind, Henry, John O'Dowd probably has no idea. John O'Dowd is a relatively young man. I'm not sure what age John O'Dowd would have been at the time of Kingsmill. I'd be surprised if John O'Dowd was even born when Kingsmill happened.
Frank, I would guarantee you that they would know something about it. The hierarchy of Sinn Féin know who squeezed the triggers, who planted the bombs, and who done the patents. They know.
All right, I'm quite sure, that, however, that John O'Dowd probably isn't the best person to go to for evidence in relation to Kingsmill because he is the wrong age. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning. Just a few of your texts and your emails that you've been sending to me. Frank, it's not a word about the jokes the loyalists are putting up. There's a loyalist holding a packet of Ormo pancakes and in his hand. Well, we spoke about this earlier in the week, a number of jokes about Ormo and whatever online. I haven't seen any, however, from public representatives of the loyalist community or unionist community. Frank, good morning, says this man, Mr. Murray. He says the United Kingdom government should take away Barry McIlduff's seat at MP due to his behaviour. And this one, it makes reference to someone called Big Bad Barry. His squad let the mask slip for a minute and exposed what they're really like. I'm sure Barry McIlduff's been accused of many things. Being big isn't one of them. Frank, your man McIlduff should be sacked, says Nigel in New Newton-Ards properly sacked. Frank, where are Sinn Féin today? They're all lying quite low. Why are they not on giving interviews today? We did invite John O'Dowd onto the programme this morning, but as yet he hasn't been available. Is your man, I'm going to call him your man because you use a very rude word about Thomas, who regularly contributes to the programme, is he going to condemn all loyalist murders, says Paul. Frank, fair play to John O'Dowd. I'm not his biggest fan, but I come from the Protestant community, and indeed I'm not sure what the next line is there. It seems to break up, but I think you're happy with what he said last night on The View programme on the BBC. In our future Ireland, we're going to have younger people in government, and they're always going to have to condemn what is now in our history. It is history no matter what. Last week is history. You're not saying they are going to, you're saying are they always going to have to condemn what happened in history. Last week is history, says the texter. And King's Mill was unadulterated murder. Quite a few comments like that coming through, and you're sending a significant amount of sympathy to two people that we featured on the programme this morning. Karen, who lost her brother at King's Mill, and indeed Colin, who lost his brother as well. Lots of you making remarks in relation to the two victims who spoke to us on the programme. Right, we're going to draw a line as far as this story is concerned. Now, I really do appreciate your input and your contribution as far as the discussion went this week, and all week we were touching on it, and all week it developed. And if there are any other very obvious or serious developments as the morning goes by, we will bring them to you. But we have other things to do as well, and we're also very aware that it's an incredibly depressing story. We're going towards the news at 10 o'clock.